It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Central Minnesota Christian High School here in Prinsburg. Paul Ramo here, along with Mitchell Silty. We've got boys basketball action. The Lacapaw Valley Eagles taking on the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. And Mitchell, we're looking for a good game tonight.
Yep, we're hoping for a good game. Hoping it was better than the B Squad game that we saw earlier. That was a blowout in favor of Central Minnesota Christian, but hoping we get a competitive one here at Varsity.
That's right. This is a great atmosphere here at Central Minnesota Christian. They do it right. They got brand new electronic scoreboards on both sides. I mean, they're huge. They do replays on the electronic scoreboard, and we're surrounded by Blue Jay fans, by the way.
Yep, we're on the home team side over here, not on the Lacapaw side. So
yep, on the back row. So you'll hear a lot of cheering when the Blue Jays make a basket.
Yep.
Let's start out. Mitchell, why don't you tell us a little bit about each of these teams tonight?
All right. Lacapaw have an 8-13 overall record. They have a 5-8 conference record and a 3-6 section record. And they're 4-7 on the road this year, so they're looking to improve upon that here tonight. They average 63 points per game on offense and give up 64 points per game defensively, so they play them really close to the vest sometimes. And they're coming off a 77-64 point loss to St. Cloud Cathedral. And I believe that game was in St. Cloud.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Yeah. This is their last game in a four-game road stretch. They have a loss to KMS. They beat Ortonville, and then they lost to St. Cloud Cathedral. They're 1-4 in their last five games, 5-5 in their last 10 games. So they're looking for a crucial win here right before a tournament plays. And then they're 3-10 versus Central Minnesota Christian over the last five seasons, and they're 0-1 against them this year.
Oh, wow.
They lost in Lacapaw earlier this year, and they've lost eight straight to Central Minnesota Christian dating back to the 2020-21 season. So looking to break a streak here is Lacapaw versus Central. And then Central Minnesota Christian comes in with a 13-7 overall record. They're 9-4 in the conference, and they're 8-3 in the section. They have a 6-4 home record, so a pretty good team here in Prinsburg. And then they average 66 points per game on offense, which is good enough for fifth in the Camden Conference. And they give up 52 points per game on defense, which is good enough for number one in the Camden Conference. So they have the number one scoring defense in the Camden. And they're coming off a 59-45 win at McCray.
Oh.
So, and they've won 10 of their last 13 games, so they're playing hot at the right time here at Central Minnesota Christian.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. Yeah, that's your stats or your... We got to come up with your name for your opening here, Mitchell. What can we come up with?
Oh, boy. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
All right, so Silty's stats or Silty's information or something like that.
Silty's stats sound pretty good.
All right, we'll do that. All right, C Squad tonight, Central Minnesota Christian down Lacapaw Valley by 10, 34-24. That's in C Squad. As Mitchell mentioned, tough night for the Lacapaw Valley B Squad. Coach Joel Voorhees and his B Squaders lost 60-19. The Eagle B Squad just couldn't find the get some offense going there.
Yep, they had a very rough game tonight.
Let's go through some other games tonight in the Camden Conference. All the boys are playing in the Camden Conference tonight. Dawson Boyd at home. They have a 21-2 record. They're hosting Ortonville tonight. Camby is at Renville County West. The Lancers are 12-9. KMS at McCray. That's going to be a good one, Mitchell. KMS boys at McCray.
Yep, I think that'll be one of the top games of tonight.
And congratulations to KMS's DeAndre Holloway. He's 6'7" forward for the Fighting Saints. Last night in their win over Minnewaska, Holloway broke the KMS record. Broke the KMS record for most points scoring.
In a career.
In a career, yep. Almost over 1,400 points. And that record was held by someone in 1956. How about that?
Yep, that's a pretty good record reign right there.
And that player in 1956, think of that, 56, 1,400 points. And you didn't have the three-point shot then.
Nope, that was just free throws and two-pointers.
A good game to watch. Lakeview's at Tracy Milroy Bellison. ACGC's at Montevideo. Thunderhawks with a 14-6 record. And Benson's at Melrose. Mineola's on the road. They're in Granite Falls tonight. And I think one girls basketball, Montevideo's at Sauk Center. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups quick. First for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays, Micah Asaki, number one. Number two, Logan Roloffs. Number four, Drew Dunning. Number five, Asher Wieberding. And number 30, Ryan Harrington. Harrington's a 6'4" senior forward. The Blue Jays are coached by Ted Tatius, assisted by Travis Vanderwood, and Riley Broberg is the manager. For Lacapaul Valley tonight, Eli Hagelin, the starter. He was number 11, 6'4" senior. Number four, T.J. Mitchell. Mitchell is a post player at 6'5" and a senior. Caden Molden, number 34, 6'4" forward senior. Davis Tatzer, number three, a 6' junior guard. And Peyton Rademacher getting a start tonight. He's a 6'1" senior guard. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redepenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony O'Rada, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. What's the keys to the game tonight, Mitchell?
Lacapaul Valley, they love to shoot the three ball, so it'll be crucial that they make a high percentage of their threes that they take here tonight. And I think if they can get out and run in transition, that'll be a crucial part for them tonight in their win. And for Central Minnesota Christian, I think making their free throws and rebounding will give them a good advantage. They have a 6'6 and a 6'4 post players, and so if they can control the boards and operate the offense in the half court, I think they'll have a good chance to win here tonight as well.
All right. Well, it's not getting off to a good start for Lacapaul Valley because T.J. Mitchell just got teed up for dunking the basketball, so the Blue Jays will start out shooting free throws to start the game. At least that's the word I got here. So we'll see what happens there. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here in Prinsburg tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. Should be an interesting game between the Blue Jays and the Eagles. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes with the opening tip-off between Lacapaul Valley and the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison-Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Service, Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative.
Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hard-working student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Hi, welcome back to Prinsburg, everyone, Central Minnesota Christian High School. We had a prayer before the national anthem. The national anthem is sung. And Mitchell, we are ready for some basketball tonight.
Yep, they're going through the starting lineup. We just finished with the Eagles, and now they're doing the Blue Jays, and then we'll get the tip-off.
Hey, the PA announcer does a pretty good job.
Yep, he does a real good job. You can hear him clearly. It's interesting, he got a video board with the player introductions for the Blue Jays. That's something I haven't seen before in high school basketball before.
Yeah, it threw off. Boy, I tell you, it's pretty impressive. The huge jumbotron here on both sides of the gym. They're showing the player on the jumbotron and his number, and it's pretty professional. It's like being at Target Center for Timberwolves.
Yeah, it looks very, very good by Cincinnati.
Well, I think the Eagles going to have to get off to a quick start here, don't you think, Mitchell?
Yes, I think they'll have to get out and run and transition, fast break opportunities, and when they're open, knock down their three-pointers.
The crowd on hand here tonight at Central Minnesota Christian High School, sitting right below me here, my former wrestling coach at Madison High School, Mike Bredick. Mike Bredick's in the crowd here. Of course, he lives here in Prinsburg. And Kip Stenner's with them, and had a nice visit with Coach Bredick during the B Squad game. Nice to see him. Haven't seen him for a while.
That's a good thing.
He told me he listens to Q92 all day long.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And looks like technical free throw here to start the game.
Oh, that's right. We did mention that.
Drew Dunnick taking the free throw for Central Minnesota Christian.
Oh, they're gonna, they call out TJ, the PA guy.
Yep, Duncan with the dunk in during pregame.
And that is a rule. You cannot dunk the basketball. What do you think of that, Mitchell?
I personally, I'm not a fan. I don't really.
You can dunk in the game. Why can't you dunk during practice?
I don't get it.
The first free throw by Dunnick is good. The second one is also good. So before the tip-off, the Blue Jays lead 2-0. I agree.
They don't even do a tip-off, just a Central Minnesota Christian ball.
Sorry, they get the possession on the technical foul. The possession belongs with the Blue Jays on the technical foul. And Asaki will inbound the ball to Dunnick. Dunnick's a good ball player. It seems like he's been around for a long time. He's a junior. Blue Jays in their black and blue uniforms.
Knuckleball out in a man-to-man defense to start.
Weaver Dink to Asaki in the corner. A three-pointer by Dunnick from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. That's Ruloff.
Great job by Ruloff attacking the offensive glass there.
They go down low to Harrington. A three-pointer shot. Put up there by Weberdink. No good. Rebound, Blue Jays. Foul on Arkansas Valley.
And it looks like Ruloff again with the offensive rebound. That's his second one on that offensive possession. TJ Mitchell, or nope, Peyton Rademacher with the foul there to start, or first foul.
Blue Jays inbound the ball. They lead 2-0 on the opening two free throws because of a technical foul.
Your luck, Paul Valley, kind of crucial to get a stop here, so you don't have to start down 4-0 or even 5-0 to start the game.
Ruloff back to Dunnick. Shot
three
clock.
Three on the shot clock.
Here's a shot put up. No good. Off the rim. Rebounded by T.J. Mitchell. Caden Molden will bring up the ball for Lockapaw Valley. First offensive possession here for the Eagles. Down 2-0. Passer.
Central Minnesota Christian out in a man-to-man defense as well.
In the corner to Hagelin. Eli dribbles out. Now drops it down low to Mitchell. Back to Hagelin. Out to Molden. Almost out at midcourt. 9 seconds on the shot clock for the Eagles. And I think Eli Hagelin stepped out of bounds, didn't he?
Yep, he stepped on the baseline.
Turnover by Lockapaw Valley. The Blue Jays will bring up. Dunnick will bring up the ball. Leading 2-0. Almost played 2 minutes of the game.
And Lockapaw tried twice on that last offensive position to get two baseline drives there, and Central Minnesota Christian doing a nice job of keeping them on the baseline, got them to step out of bounds.
Here's a three-point shot by Weberding. It's good by Asher Weberding, number 5.
That was good ball movement there by Central Minnesota Christian, finding Weberding on the opposite side for the wide-open shot.
5-0 Blue Jays, Eagles. Passer. Drives to the basket, kicks it out to Molden. Caden to the free throw line, jump shot by Molden, it's good.
Nice shot by Molden, getting to the right elbow and pulling up for a nice mid-range jumper.
5-2 Central. Dunnick slowly walks the ball up the floor. Now to Harrington. Dunnick from the free throw line, back to Harrington. Outside the three-point arc, TJ Mitchell guarding Harrington. Harrington to Asaki.
Defense here by Lockapaw.
Asaki stops his dribble. He's double teamed. Now kicks it out.
Under
Weberding.
5 on the shot clock.
Here's Dunnick. Tries to the basket. Lays it up and in.
That was a nice drive by Central Minnesota Christian getting the layup with 1 second left on the shot clock.
7-2 Blue Jays. Dunnick with a. Yeah, did a nice job there, didn't he?
Yep, real nice job attacking the paint.
See if the Eagles can get a basket here. That's it on the right wing. The Molden at the top of the key. Here's Hagelin in the paint. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded. Fighting for it. Molden tips it out. Ball still loose. Molden comes up with it. Puts up a three. Holy cow, Caden Molden.
That was quite the scramble there for the loose ball. A good fight by Molden on the offensive glass. And then he tipped it out to Patzer, who gave it right back to Molden. He's knocked down the open three.
Dunnick pulls it back. Now here's Harrington from the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Rademacher. 7-5 Blue Jays. Hey, the Eagles can tie it up with a field goal.
or take the lead on a three-pointer.
Oh, and stolen by Dunnick. Dunnick going in for the layup, scores.
Nice anticipation there by Drew Dunnick and getting the steal and getting the fast break layup.
Just like that, 9-5. Caden out to Hagelin at the free throw line. Eli bounces to Rademacher, right wing to Patzer. Hagelin in the paint, kicks it out. TJ, 9-5 Blue Jays. 13:44 to go in the first half. TJ Mitchell in the paint, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebounded there by Wieberdink. And Wieberdink will bring the ball up across midcourt for the Blue Jays. They have a 9-5 lead. Harrington underneath, takes it back out to Asaki. Being very aggressive defensively, the Eagles.
Both teams playing really good man-to-man defense here to start.
There's an opening for a layup for Wieberdink, and Rademacher defended it well there, and the Eagles get the ball.
Yeah, there's a nice rebound by Caden Molden there.
Long three-pointer by Patzer. Hits the rim, no good. Blue Jays with the ball. Quickly down the floor to Asaki. Here's a three-pointer by Wieberdink. Nothing but net for Wieberdink.
That was nice offense by Central Minnesota Christian getting the ball down the court before Lockefeller could set up their man-to-man defense, and Wieberdink was left wide open for a three.
Here's Molden for three from the corner. Swish for Caden Molden.
Does Molden have all 8 points for Lockefeller here to start? He's had a good start to this basketball game.
It's the Blue Jays 12, Caden Molden 8. Now Rademacher almost stole the ball. Wieberdink keeps it, goes to the basket, left-hand layup by Wieberdink.
Wieberdink doing, him and Molden going back and forth here, each trading baskets.
14, go to Christian. Camden Conference boys basketball matchup tonight, north half. Patzer loses the ball, stolen there by the Blue Jays, number two. He goes in for the layup, Ruloff, and then was that
Dunnick on the putback. Nice job by Dunnick following the play and getting the offensive rebound. Lockefeller didn't hustle back, and there's no one there to collect the rebound but Dunnick.
8-point lead for the Blue Jays. Here's Patzer with a short jumper, and Davis gets on the scoreboard.
That was a nice job by Patzer coming off the curl screen and pulling up right at the free throw line for a nice mid-range jumper.
16-10, Central Minnesota Christian. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Here's a long three-pointer by Dunnick off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Molden. Caden Molden for Lockefeller Valley with the basketball. He's going to pull up for three, and that rattled in and out. Boarded there by Wieberdink. Asaki in the corner. Doug back to Asaki. 16-10, a 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. They go down low, and there's Harrington. Easy basket.
That was a nice backdoor. That was a nice cut to the basket by Central Minnesota Christian. Lockefeller had to help out, and that left the weak side offensive post player open, and good pass and easy buckets.
Oh, nice backdoor to TJ Mitchell down low. He scores and he's fouled.
That was a nice pick and roll there with Lockefeller Valley, and TJ able to convert the bucket and get fouled.
I think that was Patzer with the assist. 18-12, roll off. Foul. A lot of substitutes coming in.
That looked like two for Central and then two more for Lockefeller Valley.
Matthew Arndt in and all press in for Lockefeller Valley. TJ Mitchell at the free throw line. His free throw hits the front of the rim. No good. Wieberdink with the rebound. Score remains 18-12, Blue Jays. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Prinsburg tonight. Blue Jays with the possession and the 18-12 lead. Dunnick on the right wing, being guarded there by Allpress, throws it inside, and Gertis couldn't handle it. And going down is Allpress, and it's blocked from behind by Dunnick. Allpress is going in for a layup, and Dunnick swatted the ball. And then the last touch by the Eagles, they said.
Great defense by Central Minnesota Christian to get back on defense and knock it out of bounds off of Lockefeller.
Culliff comes in. Baxter Culliff into the game for the first time tonight for Lockefeller Valley. 18-12, the score. Blue Jays with the basketball. Here's Gertis. Dribbles to the free throw line to Wieberdink. Wieberdink back to the free throw line, throws it down underneath. They kick it out. Alpress got a hand on it. Dunick will drive to the basket in the paint, lays it up and in.
That's a great finish by Dunick to finish through the contact.
10 points for Drew Dunick. 20-12, Blue Jays. Alpress, the passer. Davis to Arndt. Passer. Way off the end of the three-point arc. Under 10 minutes to play here in the first half. That's a long jump shot. Good. Just a two-pointer. Davis Passer.
That was a nice pull-up jump shot by Davis Passer. He dribbled to the left wing, was able to pull up on his defender, and knocked down the mid-range jumper.
A six-point lead for Central Minnesota Christian. Oh, nice behind-the-back dribble. Put a shot up by Gurdes. No good. And Matthew Arndt quickly pushes the ball up to Passer for three. Swish! Davis Passer for three!
Davis Passer and Caden Molden have done a majority of the scoring here for Oxbow Valley to start.
20-17, they've cut it to three. 9:06 to play in the first half. Weberdink with a left-handed shot, no good. Rebounded by Cullough. And here's Arndt Baxter. Back to Matthew. Arndt for three, hits the rim, goes way up in the air. Caden Molden with the rebound, Caden pulls it back out.
That was a nice job by Molden going up about between two or three people to get that rebound.
Oh, look at Passer go to the basket, lays it up, no good, he's fouled. Davis Passer goes to the free throw line.
Davis being very aggressive here to start the game.
Passer with 7 points. Just hit a three-pointer. So Passer at the line, down by three. Free throws up, bounces up, and no good. In for Lacapau Valley, number 25.
Brock Bjornhild.
Passer will get a second free throw. 20-17, Blue Jays over the Eagles. Passer's free throws up and nothing but net. 8 points for Davis Passer here in the first half. It's a two-point lead for the Blue Jays as they bring the ball up to four to play in the first half. Dunning being guarded there by Alpress. Asaki back into the game for the Blue Jays. Dunning in the paint, and he's quick. Puts the shot up, good.
That was a nice job by Dunning going one-on-one with his defender in the paint there and just out-muscling him for the buckets.
12 of the 22 points belong to Drew Dunning. Here's Alpress driving the baseline underneath the basket, kicks it out. Here's Arndt for three from the corner, no good, rebounded call-up. Alpress gets the ball. Eagles keep the possession. Alpress drives to the basket, kisses it off the glass, no good, and it's rebounded by Versteeg. And Versteeg to Saki, drives baseline. Ball's loose in the paint. We got a fumble, and the Blue Jays come up with it.
Nice job by Central getting first that loose ball.
Dunning kicks it out. Here's the three-pointer by Gurdes. No good. And Matthew Arndt with the rebound. 22-18. Blue Jays lead the Eagles. Passer for a long three. Rolls up off the rim. No good. DeGroot with the board for the Blue Jays. 7:20 to play in the first half. 22-18, Blue Jays. Asaki goes up the middle, lays it up one-handed, and it goes in.
That's a nice floater there by Micah Asaki of Central Minnesota Christian.
That's Asaki's first basket of the ball game. Eagles had cut it to two. Now they're down 24-18, under 7 minutes to play. And Bjornhild was... What happened there?
He went to get throw the ball up top to Tegan Alpress and threw it right off of Micah Asaki's back.
Hit him right in the back. Okay, the substitutes coming in for Lacapau. All five starters are back on the floor for the Eagles. Passer, Rademacher, Mitchell, Eglund, and Caden Molden will inbound the ball in front of the Blue Jay basket, Blue Jay bench. Here's Molden for three. Nice looking shot by Caden. That was pretty.
That was a nice job with the jump shot there by Caden Molden.
3 three-pointers in the first half for the big guy. He's got 11.
They'll need him to keep up that scoring here throughout the rest of the game.
3-point lead for the Blue Jays. Harrington, oh, nice spin move. Goes by Mullen. Missed the layup. Picked up by the Eagles.
So a nice move there by Harrington to get past Mullen and get to the basket.
A 3-pointer will tie it up for the Eagles. They're down by 3. TJ back out to Mullen. Now the passer. 24-21 the score. Passer, jump shot inside the paint. No good. Big rebound there by Versteeg. Blue Jays quickly up the floor. They'll pull it back. Harrington on the baseline. Drops it down low. Rademacher picks the pass off.
That was a nice job by Rademacher to steal that pass.
Passer, 5:50 to go in the first half. 24-21. T.J. Mitchell in the paint to Mullen. Caden stops his dribble. Back out to Passer. Quick pass to Rademacher underneath. Payton working his way to the basket. Turns, shoots, missed the shot. Rebounded there by Curtis.
It was a nice cut by Rademacher there to get into the paint, but he just couldn't convert on the short jump shot.
Oh, Rademacher almost stole the ball. Going to the basket is Rhyme, and he loses the ball, picked up by the Eagles.
That was great defense there by Lacroix Valley on a 4-on-5 situation because Rademacher went for the steal.
Passer for the tie for 3, no good! It's high up off the rim, and Curtis with the rebound for the Blue Jays. Quickly up the floor. Rhyme. Blue Jays with the possession here. And a 3-pointer by Curtis. Missed the shot, goes into the corner, and it's chased down by Versteeg. And the Blue Jays keep the ball.
That was a nice rebound there by Versteeg being first to the ball.
24-21, Blue Jays. 4:40 to play here in the first half.
Shot clock at 5.
Asaki goes to the basket, lays it up with his left hand, and scores on the layup.
That was a nice drive by Asaki. Lockball just seemed to lost him and spread open the paint, and he just was able to take advantage of it with the shot clock running down.
Caden Mullen for 3. Off, glanced off the rim, goes in the corner, out of bounds. It's going to be Blue Jay basketball.
We've had a very competitive first half here by both teams.
Yeah, we haven't had a timeout yet, have we?
Nope, just a substitution.
Carson Bessenden comes in for Lacapau Valley, his first action tonight. 26-21, Blue Jays. 4:15 on the clock.
Lacapau still in a man-to-man defense.
Harrington on the baseline, turns, kicks it out, and here's a Weberding for 3, no good. Ball's ricocheted, and it's rebound by Roloff, and here's Harrington from the free throw line, good.
That was a nice rebound there by Roloff. It looked like he got boxed out by Lacapau Valley, but he was just able to go up and get that rebound.
Well, the Eagles were only down by, what, 2 or 3?
It was 20-18.
And it's 28-21 Blue Jays as we're going to close out the first half here in Prinsburg. 28-21 Blue Jays. Eagles have the possession. Rademacher drives right up the middle, lays it up and in.
That was a nice drive by Rademacher there to get the layup.
Peyton Rademacher with his first points of the game. 28-23. Harrington, a hook shot. Missed it. Rebounded T.J. Mitchell with the board.
Quick left pass
up to Rademacher. He dribbles in the corner now out to Mullen. Bessenden. Hagelin. Mitchell on the baseline. Spin move. Bounces it in to Bessenden. Loses the ball. Ball still loose. Harrington picks it up for the Blue Jays.
That was a nice scramble there by Central Minnesota Christian getting to the floor first to get that loose ball.
Asaki stops his dribble. Harrington gets the ball. T.J. Mitchell all over him. Here's Dunnick. He goes basket. Blocked by T.J. What a play by Mitchell.
That was a great play by T.J. Not only block it, but grab the ball, too, and get it out to Caden Mullen.
Spin move by Caden. Turn around. Jumper. Nothing but net.
That was a beautiful play by Caden Mullen there with the spin move and the mid-range jump shot.
28-25. Central Minnesota Christian, here's a 3-pointer by Weberding. He hits a 3.
Nice job by Central Minnesota Christian and Charles, mid-range jumper there.
Every time the Eagles cut, get it close, the Blue Jays answer right back. Bessenden dribbling the ball out the top of the key. Behind the back dribble for Carson. Now to Hagelin. Hagelin at the free throw line, kicks it to T.J. T.J. stops his dribble. He's in trouble. passes over to Rademacher. Rademacher tried to force the ball into Molden.
It was a great denial by Roloff there to prevent Molden from getting the ball in the paint there.
31-25. Blue Jays leading the Eagles. We're under 2 minutes to play in the first half. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Eagles inbound it. Matthew Arndt back in the game. He has the basketball. Now the Molden. Caden, jump shot from the free throw line. Good by Caden.
That was a nice mid-range jump shot again by Caden Molden. He got to the free throw line and was able to knock it down over his defender.
Caden Molden has over half the points for La Caparo Valley. 15 for Molden. 31-27. Listen to the La Caparo Valley bench. They're hollering defense. Asaki for three. Oh, my goodness. Nothing but net for Asaki.
That was a nice answer there by Mike Asaki.
Thatcher almost slipped and fell down. Arndt keeps the ball. Back to Davis. 34-27. Central Minnesota Christian leading the Eagles. 1 minute to play. Molden from way out. No good. Weberdink with the board.
Central looking to push.
Weberdink. Back to number two. Kicks it out to Gertis. Here's Asaki. Gertis with the ball. Number 22 for Blue Jays. Throws it inside. Back out to Gertis. He goes to the basket in the paint. Nowhere to go. And, oh, Eli Hagelin steals the ball. Here goes Eli in for the layup. He missed the shot. He switched his hand. Now the ball's loose, and Eli almost stole it back.
Only 20 seconds left on the game clock.
Here's Dunnick with a jump shot. Rattled in and out. T.J. Mitchell with the rebound. 15 seconds to go. Eli Hagelin down the floor. Passer with the ball. That was almost over and back.
That was very close. 6 seconds left on the shot, game clock.
Passer. 3 seconds. Jump shot. Passer. Good! Davis Passer hits the almost at the buzzer there, Mitchell.
Yeah, but it was about 1 second left. That was a nice shot by Passer there. Him and Molden really carried Lackapaw Valley there in the first half and able to cut it to five at halftime, 34-29.
We'll take a couple-minute break, come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Your score, the Blue Jays 34, Lackapaw Valley 29. We'll be right back.
Where do my friends and other students find their voice? We find our voice through the performing arts, along with millions of other high school students. By expressing yourself in a role on stage, through an instrument, or at the debate podium, the performing arts give us freedom to find ourselves, to find our place. The stage is where I can play, perform, and compete with my friends.
Performing arts at your school is where creativity meets courage. Encourage the students in your life to find their voice through the performing arts. This message presented by the NFHS, where we encourage all students to play, perform, and compete together.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
welcome to Monica's Apparel and Time Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Pittsburgh tonight. And your halftime score, the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays 34, Lockapaw Valley 29. Your thoughts on the first half, Mitchell?
That was a very fast-paced and a very clean first half by both teams. Both teams have only two personal fouls in that first half, and one of them for Lockapaw Valley was the technical during one. It was only one foul, really, on Lockapaw in that first half. And so a very clean for both teams.
And that was a technical foul on the slam dunk before the game?
Yep, T.J. Mitchell.
Yep.
Got that. And so Central started the game with a 2-0 lead
yep.
before the game even started. And if you look at it, it would only be a three-point game if it wasn't for those free throws. So a very tightly contested game here in the first half.
Yeah, very aggressive on both teams defensively, very aggressive. Haven't they?
Yep. They both played aggressive man-to-man defense. They've done a nice job moving their feet and keeping their hands up so they don't get called for reaches. It's been a very fun game to watch.
All right, let's go through the scoring in the first half for Central Minnesota Christian. Astor Weberding with 8 points. He has 2 3-pointers in the first half. Asaki with 7 points. He has a 3-pointer. Nathan put the wrong three there. Ryan Harrington with 4 points, and your leading scorer was Drew Dunning. Drew Dunning with 12, and he leads the Blue Jays in scoring. For Lockapaw Valley, four players scored in the first half. Rademacher with a bucket. T.J. Mitchell with a bucket. And your leading scorers combined 25 points. Davis Patcher with 10 points. Caden Molden with 15. Molden with 3 3-pointers in that first half. So Molden with 15, Patcher with 10.
Yeah, they accounted for 25 of Lockapaw's 29 points, and it really kept them in it. If I was Lockapaw, I'd want Molden and Patcher to come out with the same aggression, but I'd also would want help from some of the other role players on the team scoring-wise. We'll see if they can stay in this game.
Well, we'd give you score updates from other games going on, but we have no internet here because it's not working again.
Nope, just like when we had Castlewood, I don't think we were able to get many score updates there either. So
don't you love technology?
Yep.
So no score updates, but we do have some big games. Looking forward to KMS at McRae, boys game, Mineota's at YME. Ortonville's at Dawson Boyd. Camby's at RCW tonight. So, we're at halftime, 34-29. And the Blue Jays leading, so we'll see what Coach Rademacher draws up there in the locker room, Mitchell.
Yep, I'd look for him to still feed Caden Molden and Davis Patcher.
Yep.
They've been for tonight. And look to keep, hopefully maybe see if they can get out in fast break opportunities. It didn't really seem like we had a lot of fast break buckets there
right,
in the first half.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see if that can change here in the second half.
Well, folks, tomorrow afternoon, sometime after 3 o'clock or around 3 o'clock, tomorrow afternoon, something huge is going to happen. And what is that, Mitchell?
I think we're going to release our fourth episode of the Two Guys Weigh In podcast.
All right. Aren't you excited?
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited. So, two Guys Weigh In podcast will be released tomorrow. Mitchell and I talk over, what do we talk over? A lot of different things.
Oh, we'll talk about state dance will be coming up, as well as section wrestling, team section wrestling.
Yeah.
I believe Team United hosts a section tournament on Thursday in Lockapaw Valley. We'll probably do a little recap of the Super Bowl won by the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime. What else do you think?
Caitlin Clark. And
oh, yeah.
I want to talk about the Iowa girls basketball coach.
Oh, yeah.
She lost her cool in the postgame show when that loss against Nebraska.
Yep, a little unfortunate, but you know that'll happen sometimes in sports if things get a little heated. Caitlin only 8 points away from breaking the D1 women's record for points scored in a career.
Yep.
And it looks like they aim to do that. Is it this Friday versus
Friday
Michigan?
Yep.
That'll be a big game, home game for the Hawkeyes.
That's right. And we'll talk about food. Of course, we'll talk about food on Two Guys Weigh In podcast,
mm-hmm.
Sponsored by PK Egan's and Camby. So
yep.
Appreciate PK Egan's sponsoring our podcast. And looking forward to that. So look forward to we'll get it on our social media sites on the KOQP website sometime tomorrow afternoon. All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Still not too late. Monica's open tomorrow. Guys, if you're listening, Monica's open tomorrow on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Get your sweetheart a gift certificate, and Monica will Monicanize it. So we, right, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, halftime, 34-29. Blue Jays leading the Eagles. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back for the second half right after this.
Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Awesome Dawson wants to welcome all the shoppers for Valentine's Day. Yes, it's coming soon, February 14th. And Monica's full of lots of fun items to pick from and get her a gift certificate. And Monica will put a free gift in with the gift certificate. Shopping small and having it a ball. Monica's is open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Welcome back to Central Minnesota Christian High School. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty. The second half is going to be underway here in just a second. It's a five-point lead for the Blue Jays. Are you looking for an exciting second half here?
Yep, I'm looking for Lacroix Valley to keep Caden Molden and Davis Packer involved in the game plan. And then as far as Central Minnesota Christian is concerned, I'm looking for them to keep up their intense man-to-man defense that they were able to do in the first half.
All right, the Eagles are going to get the possession to start the second half. They're down by 5 points. Turn your radios up, folks. Call a friend. Text a friend. Could have exciting finish here in Prinsburg tonight.
Central back out in their man-to-man defense.
And Caden Molden just tried to hit T.J. Mitchell, breaking to the basket. He threw the ball 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, it would have been a great play if it would have worked. I don't think anyone was between Mitchell and the basket, but just a... A little bit of a pass was too fast for him.
Too fast.
Yeah.
He's 5 feet from him. Caden threw a bullet. Here's Harrington down low. Harrington scores.
Nice post move there by Harrington.
6 points for Harrington. So the Blue Jays get the first basket of the second half. 36-29. Hegland from the free throw line. Down to TJ. TJ goes to the basket. Banks it in for two.
Nice job by TJ to finish through the contact there.
TJ Mitchell, it's back to a five-point lead for the Central Minnesota Christian Blue Jays. They're in their home black and blue uniforms. And here's Asaki. Asaki in the corner.
Lacroix out in a man-to-man defense.
And a three-pointer by Ashley Weberding.
It's a nice job by Central Minnesota Christian moving the ball around and finding Asher for the open three-pointer.
39-31. Patcher. Oh, got the ball knocked out of his hands. Now it's picked up by the Blue Jays. And they go down to ask Asaki, and Asaki scores.
That was a nice job by Central Minnesota Fishers on the fast break. Great job by Asaki finishing through the contact there on that fast break opportunity. And it's a 10-point lead for Central now.
Here's TJ down low in the paint. Kicks it back out. Hagelin. Eli drops it back to TJ. The ball's knocked out of bounds. It's Eagle basketball.
Looks like it went off the foot there of Ryan Harrington.
41-31, a 10-point lead.
Davis Patchard inbound for Lacroix.
Patchard gets it in to Caden. Molden. Rademacher on the right wing. Right in front of the Lacroix Valley bench. Patchard will pull it out almost to midcourt. Patchard wearing his bright orange tennis shoes. Oh. Rademacher wide open. Now kicks it, decides to go to passer.
Oh, 1 second left.
Puts the shot up, missed it. Shot clock went off. Blue Jays, Weberding. Oh, behind the back dribble. Kicks it out to Asaki. Wide open for a three. Missed the shot. Tipped up. No good. Still fighting for the rebound. Asaki comes away with it.
Blue Jays. Great job by Roloff. Keeping the ball alive there. Not letting Laxall get the rebound. Ooh.
And now Roloff's lost the ball out of bounds.
And they'll go back to Laxall. That was interesting on the shot clock violation there, because usually it was an air ball, it looked like. And usually when that happens, the refs will blow it dead because it's a shot clock violation, but they let it play out.
That they did. 10-point lead for the Blue Jays. Coach Ted Pages standing up, flapping his hands. He wants his team to play better defense. Eagles passer. Baseline jumper by Davis, and that rolls off the rim. No good. Harrington with the board. Here come the Blue Jays up the floor with their 10-point lead just underway here. Oh, passer with a nice steal from Asaki. Davis is going down the floor, and he's fouled by Asaki.
Nice job by Pats. They're anticipating the pass, getting the steal, and then wasn't able to finish through contact, but he was fouled. So a chance to earn 2 points for Laxall here at the free throw line.
15:06 to go in the ballgame as we're just underway here. And Davis Pats at the free throw line. He had 10 points in the first half. And the senior... shot up and nothing but net.
It's a quick 7-2 spurt by Central to start the first half, and then a nice job by Passer to break that spurt up and cut down to under double to cut it to single digits to Laxall.
Second free throw coming from Davis Passer. Up off and hits the front of the rim and it bounces in.
It's always nice when you can get a friendly roll like that on the road.
41-33. Blue Jays. Here's Dunning. Dunning holds the ball. And now Dunning, top of the key. Dunning, right wing to Asaki, down low to Roloff. Back to Dunning. Free throw line. Harrington, baseline jumper. Good by Harrington.
That was nice ball movement there by Central Minnesota Christian, getting it to Harrington for the nice baseline jumper.
43. Third update, Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville 50-18 at the half. Oh. And Caden Molin just threw the ball through the hands of TJ.
It's the second time those two have had a little trouble with the pass here. That's second turnover for Laxall.
43-33, back to a 10-point lead for the Blue Jays, and Dunning gets picked up by Hagelin. Now down to Asaki, almost thrown out of bounds. Roloff with the ball back to Asaki. Micah drives to the paint. Cox Weberdink. Eagles being aggressive on defense.
Yep, they're doing a nice job here.
Kicks it out. Weberdink for three, and it's good.
Nice job by Central Minnesota Christian to drive into the paint, draw all the defenders in, and kick it out to Asher Weberdink for the wide open three-pointer. Just the largest lead of the night for Central, I believe, 46-33.
Oh, now Weberdink steals the ball, and Hagelin catching up to him, and Weberdink goes to the basket, missed the shot, rebounded by Roloff. Here's Asaki inside the Roloff, back out to Dunning. Weberdink for three, nothing but that man that kid is on.
Asher having a great game shooting the ball today. It's 49-33. Oh, and a turnover by Laxall.
Here comes Roloff back out to Dunning. Dunning, jump shot, and that's good. Rademacher's going to have to call a timeout.
And he does. Laxall trailing by 18-51-33.
All right, we'll take a break. 12:58 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Prinsburg. Big run there by the Blue Jays.
Yep, a 17-4 run by Central Minnesota Christian to start this second half, and they have an 18-point lead.
No whistle, and nobody knows why there's a whistle. What happened there?
The
referee in front of Coach Rademacher blew his whistle and stopped play.
I don't know what happened there.
Now the referees are going to get to talk. They're going to get together and talk things over. Coach Tate just wanted a substitute to come in. I don't know if that's it or not. They're going to call a...
Yeah, so it looks like they missed a substitution for Central, and they're just going to have it restarted up from the inbounds here.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Got some updates quick. McCray leading KMS 34-28 at halftime. And as I mentioned, Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville at the half. Oh, a nice jump shot by Patzer from the baseline, but it's not going to count.
Nope, fouled on the floor there.
51-33 Blue Jays. Yep, 20 points for Weberdink.
Davis Patzer to inbound to Lacaparo Valley into Hegland.
And Eli out. Kowalf moves into the game. Patzer to Hegland. 51-30. Underneath the basket, almost laid it up and in, but it didn't go.
A good rebound there by Gertis.
Oh, Gertis tried to get it down low. Hagelin got a hand on it. Ball off, back to Dunnick. Deep in the corner. Boy, Hagelin with his long arms, he really could be disruptive on the defense, can he?
Yep, good defense all around by Lacroix Valley.
Weberdink in the paint, and he scores again. This Asher Weberdink, 22 points.
And Central Minnesota Christian now leads Lacaparo Valley by 20 points, 53-33.
Here's Hagelin for a long three off the rim. Won't go. Rebounded by Roloff.
Lacaparo not really having the open shots that they had in the first half.
No. Man, you blink and a 20-point lead, Mitchell.
Yep, things can change real quick, especially when you can go on a run like that.
Asaki in the paint, a one-handed shot by Asaki, and he scores. He's got 11.
Run is now 21-4 in favor of Central Minnesota Christian.
Eagles trying to find the offense here in the second half. Hagelin, spin move down to Arndt. Arndt in the paint, kicks it out to Molden. Molden with his back towards the basket. Now goes to the basket. Uses his left hand. No good. Kowalf with the rebound. And Kowalf missed the shot.
That was a nice job by Molden. Put it in his head down and driving into the paint. And then,
oh, look at this. Look at Curtis go to the basket and lays it up and in for the Blue Jays.
No one from Lacaparo Valley was saw who had the ball. No one stopped the ball. And Central was able to get a wide open layup there.
It's all Central Minnesota Christian here in the second half. 57-33. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimate Shannon 507-920-8453 or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here in Prinsburg tonight. Totally different halves here, Mitchell.
Yeah, Central Minnesota Christian has been on a 23-4 run here to start the second half, and Caden Molden, who had 15 in the first half, has not scored for Lackawanna Valley here in the second half, and we got under 11 minutes to go.
All right, timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. Here's Matthew Arndt for a way out. Three shot, no good. Rebounded there by Weberdink. Weberdink is playing a whale of a basketball game. Curtis to Saki. 10:34 to play in the ball game. 57-33, Blue Jays. They have dominated here in the second half. Eagles being held to 4 points so far. Blue Jays, Asaki for three, and that's off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Hagelin.
See if Lackawanna Valley can get an offensive possession put together here.
Here's Arndt for three. Finally, the Eagles get some scoring going here in the second half.
And is that the first three-pointer in the second half?
Dunning drives to the basket, kicks it out to Gertis. He drives baseline, puts it up off the glass, scores.
And nice job by Gertis. They're driving baseline, being able to finish at the rim.
4 points for Gertis. 9:40 to play in the ball game. Hagelin down low, one-handed shot. Eli scores.
Nice job by Hagelin using the little hook shot in the paint there to get on the board.
First points of the game for Eli Hagelin. 59-38. Dunning. There goes Dunning to the basket. He lays it up. He's fouled. Scores.
That was a nice drive there by Dunning. Able to hold off Eglund with his offhand and score the layup on his other.
Dunning will go to the free throw line and try to make it a three-point play. There's a girls' basketball score update. Morris 33. Lackawanna Valley 14. At the half. Weberding comes out of the game. Roloff comes in for the Blue Jays. 61-38. Dunning free throw, missed it. Rebounded Matthew Arndt. Eagles have their work cut out for them here. They got to score and score often. And Arndt just dribbled the ball off his foot, out of bounds.
That was a great defense by Central Minnesota Christian. Forcing Arndt to dribble it off his foot, out of bounds.
61-38, Central Minnesota Christian. Braylon Rimey in for the Blue Jays. He'll have the basketball, brings it up the floor for the Blue Jays. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Prinsburg tonight. Camden Conference North boys basketball game. What was a very close, entertaining first half has been dominated by the Blue Jays here in the second half.
Yep, currently on a 27-9 run here in the second half.
Shot clock down to 7 for the Blue Jays. And they go to the basket. Rimey drives to the basket. He's fouled. Who fouled him?
Let's see what the ref calls.
Arndt, maybe?
Number 23, Arndt, I believe.
Yep, Arndt. Rimey will go to the free throw line. He has not scored in the ball game.
That foul occurred with only 3 seconds left on the shot clock.
Uh-huh. Rimey's free throw's on its way, and it's nothing but net, so he gets on the scoreboard. 62-38, Blue Jays. Second free throw by Rimey. That's good. 8 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the ball game here in Prinsburg, 63-38. Caden Molden, has Caden scored here in the second half?
I don't think he has yet.
Caden had 15 in the first half, has not scored yet. Molden with the ball. Patcher drives to the basket, throws it up, no good. He crashes to the gym floor, Patcher does.
Nice shot. Oh, looks like they called the foul on the ground. So Patcher will inbound for Lackawanna.
Ooh. So Patcher's going to inbound the ball underneath the Eagle basket. Gets it into Caden. Now to Matthew at the top of the key. Arndt. Here's Patcher for three from the baseline. Oh, that ball was in the cylinder. It pops out.
That was a good play design set up by Lackawanna Valley. Just couldn't convert on the shot.
Rimey, Versteeg, Asaki for three. That's off the mark. No good. The ball's tipped up. And we're going to have a push. Someone hit the floor.
Yep.
Going to be on the Eagles?
Yep. Looks to be that way. Stay with Central. I think it was on Baxter Carlisle.
So Central Minnesota Christian Rimey will inbound the ball underneath the Blue Jay basket. Gets it in to Saki. Oh, Patzer knocks the ball away.
Great defense there by Patzer.
Davis with quick hands there just took the ball away from Asaki. Now Davis is going to go to the basket, and it's blocked by Asaki.
That was great defense there by Asaki, not fouling on the block either.
Wow.
We'll see if Caden will heat up here in the second half. He hasn't really looked to score here in the...
All press. All press with a short jumper, no good. 63-38. We're under 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Asaki to Gertis. Top of the key, right wing. They go into the paint. And now to Roloffs. Rimey. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Gertis. Puts it up. That won't go. And Cullum will grab the board for Lacapelle Valley. Here's Caden. Between the leg dribble. Now at the passer. They swing it to the other side. The all press. Caden Molden with a shot from three-point land. No good. And it's saved, but it goes right in the hands of Roloff. Here's Rimey for three, and that's off the back rim. No good. Patzer with the board. Davis with 7 minutes to go in the game. We'll kick it out to Molden. Molden wide open for a three. No. Boarded there by number 10, Versteeg. Jake Versteeg with the rebound for the Blue Jays. Gertis in the paint. Rimey, Asaki and deep in the corner for the Blue Jays. And he hits Roloff underneath. Good defense by Arndt and Cullum. And a three-pointer by Asaki.
That was a great ball movement there by Central Minnesota Christian finding the open shot.
14 points for Asaki.
It's real tough for Lacapelle Valley. Asher Weberdink, the best offensive player for Central on the floor so far in this game, has been sitting on the bench for quite a few minutes here, and they haven't been able to cut into this lead.
Caden Molden. Caden, yet the score here in the second half. Here's Allpress from the free throw line. Jump shot, fadeaway jumper by Allpress. It's short. No good. Rebounded by Logan Roloff. 66-38. Blue Jays leading the Eagles. 5:50 on the clock. Gertis. Man-to-man defense for Lacapelle Valley. Oh, nice pass down low to number 10, Versteeg. And Versteeg scores his first basket.
That was a nice job by Roloff driving into the paint. And he drew two defenders towards him, and then he was able to find Versteeg for the easy bucket.
68-38. Here's Patzer. Jump shot. No good off the glass. Gertis with the rebound.
Lacapelle's been outscored 34-9 here in the second half so far.
Wow.
5 minutes to go.
Isn't that something?
That's real hard for Lacapelle Valley.
Oh. Oh. Now Gertis just threw the ball out of bounds.
Five-man substitution for Lacapelle Valley there.
Yep, outscored here in the second half, 34-9.
Hey, we talked about...
Where were we at halftime?
34-29.
Yep.
I mentioned it briefly in the pregame. Central Minnesota Christian only gives up 52 points per game. They've played, and they have the number one defense points-wise in the Camden Conference, so they've really shown that here tonight.
New players in for Lacapelle Valley. Hagelin down low, puts the shot up. He's short. No whistle there. And now the Blue Jays with the ball with their 30-point lead. Oh, they go down low. Here's Harrington. Shot, jump shot, inside the free throw line, no good. Rebounded by T.J. Mitchell. Mitchell the best of it. Over to Bjornheld. Bjornheld, now to Rademacher. 4:20 on the clock. Totally two different halves, is it for sure, huh?
Yep, Lockham's very passive here in the second half.
I'm not sure. Here's a... Bjornheld for a long three-point attempt, and that's no good off the rim. Rebounded by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays just Dunnick with a long three-pointer that hits the side of the rim. No good. Pulling the shortest guy on the floor, Bessonen grabs the rebound.
That was a great rebound there by Carson Bessonen.
Here's the Eagles with the possession, down 68-38. Rademacher, one-handed shot in the paint. And Bessonen saved it. Look at that, Carson.
I think that was TJ who saved it there.
And Hagelin puts up the shot and scores a three.
A nice job by Lockpaul. They're not giving up on the offensive side of the ball and able to get the open three-pointer.
68-41 Blue Jays. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. After the game, we'll name a Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game and an Egg Plus Cooperative Player of the Game. Dunnick off the glass, no good. Another rebound for Eli Hagelin. Carson. Bessonen over to Hagelin, wide open, Rademacher in the paint, and now he pulls it back out. Eli, Jarnell, Bessonen. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play in the game. TJ?
Shot clock down to 10.
Hagelin, back out to Bessonen. And the ball's taken away by Dunnick, and Dunnick is going to go in for the layup and miss the layup. Biernell bothered him there a little bit.
It was a great defense by Dunnick to get the steal. Just couldn't convert on the fast break opportunity.
Now Rademacher throws up a three, and Coach Tate is going to call a timeout. So with the timeout on the floor, we'll take a quick break. 68-41, Blue Jays. We'll be right back.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the Executive Director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student-athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, we're back, 68-41, Central over Lockpaw Valley. 2:19 left in the game.
Central Minnesota Christian has outscored Lockpaw Valley here 34-12. And we've got 2 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the second half.
Well, a long second half here for Lockpaw Valley. Boy, the first half was a very competitive first half. Actually, a great first half. Fun to watch. And I don't know what happened to the Eagles in the second half. Oh, and TJ stole the ball, and then number 22 gets Gertis. It back. Gertis.
Oh, great block there by Bjornhild.
Here come the Eagles. Bessonen up the floor to Bjornhild to Bessonen. Here's Hagelin. Tops it back out to Rademacher. Peyton goes in the paint, puts up a one-hand shot. T.J. Mitchell with the rebound and put back for T.J. Mitchell.
That was a nice rebound there by T.J. Mitchell on the offensive glass.
T.J. Mitchell signed to play football at SMSU next year. Caden Molden up in Moorhead for football. Blue Jays with the ball. Down underneath, back out to number 10, Versteeg. 1 minute, 15 seconds. Asaki for a long three. Oh, that's not Asaki. Number 12, Garrett. Here the Eagles quickly up to four. Hagelin underneath the basket. No good. And they're fighting for the rebound. The Blue Jays come up with it. Exactly 1 minute on the clock. And we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up shortly here on Q92. Shot put up. No good. Mitchell with the rebound. 68-43. Bessonen, Hagelin. Here's Biernell. Might as well shoot the ball.
Yep, at this point.
Pop a three. 33 seconds to play.
15 seconds on the shot clock.
Biernell in the corner, bounces in to TJ. Mitchell looks to shot, and he's fouled.
With 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
TJ Mitchell's fouled. Got some updates here. Boys basketball. Dawson Boyd leading Ortonville 65-24. Mineota leading Yellow Menace in the first half 22-6.
It looks like Central's put in the bench players here. 20 seconds to go on in the second half.
Eagles with the ball. Bjornell. Here's a three-point shot by Hagelin. Eli Hagelin hits a three. He's got 8 points, and that'll probably do it.
Yep. Score is 68-46, Central Minnesota Christian.
3 seconds left in the game, and that's going to be your final. Central Minnesota Christian, 68. Block of Pearl Valley, 46. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Prinsburg tonight at Central Minnesota Christian High School. Folks, at halftime, it was just a 5-point lead for the Blue Jays, 34-29. Then somebody threw a light switch on for the Blue Jays, Mitchell, in that second half.
Yep, and it all started with Asher Weaver's three-pointers. It looked was a four of them in the second half. He couldn't miss in the second half. And Marco Power Valley, they only put up 17 points in the second half. They outscored 34-17. Caden Molden had 15 at halftime.
Caden didn't score in the second half.
And he didn't score in the second half. Davis Thatcher had 10. He only scored 2 points.
Free throw, from the free throw line. No field goals there.
So it was a strange second half.
It was. I can't explain it. I can't really explain the second half.
Nope.
The Eagles, all of a sudden, you look up and it's a 25-point lead.
I mean, Central Minnesota Christian started the second half on a 17-4, I think it might even went up to a 23-4 run at one.
23-4 run with 10 minutes to go in the game.
It was just, I mean, I don't know what happened there for Acaparo Valley, but, great job by Central Minnesota Christian. They kicked it up on defense. Yeah, they only give up 52 points. They're first in defensive points per game.
in the Camden Conference, and that was a great show of why they are number one on defense in the Camden Conference. They're only giving up 17 and holding Lackawanna Valley to 46 overall in the game here.
All right. Your final score, 68-46. Blue Jays and the Eagles, what's their record? Here tonight?
Lackawanna came in with an 8-13 record, so they're 8-14 now, and Central Minnesota Christian will move to 14-7.
Let's go through the scoring for Lackawanna Valley. Davis Thatcher with 12 points. T.J. Mitchell with 16. Matthew Arndt with 3. Hagelin with 8. All in the second half for the Eagles by Hagelin. Peyton Rademacher with a bucket. And your leading scorer was Caden Molden with 15 points, all in the first half for Lackawanna Valley. For Central Minnesota Christian, they had 3 players in double figures. We'll start out with Gertis with 4 points, Rimey with 2, Harrington with 8, Versteeg with 2, and your leading scores for the Blue Jays, Micah Asaki with 14, and with 16 points, Drew Dunnick, and your leading scorer was Asher Wieberding with 22 points. He had 6 three-pointers in the basketball game. So a big night for Wieberding. He's our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game with 22 points, 6 from three-point land. And our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, Mitchell.
We're going to give that to number 22, Eli Gertis of Central Minnesota Christian. He had a wide-open layup in the second half. And the reason he was wide open was no one from Lackawanna Valley picked him up. No one stopped the ball for Lackawanna Valley. And it kind of summed up the second half for Lackawanna Valley in that one play. I think that led to Coach Rademacher taking his second time out there to try and stop the bleeding, but it just, they weren't able to recover at that point. It just kind of summed it up and turned the game over to Central Minnesota Christian at that point.
All right, so that's our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Our next broadcast, Mitchell, is going to happen Thursday, right?
Yep, Thursday. This week we have section wrestling at Lackawanna Valley, and I think they wrestle the winner of...
Hutchinson and Morris, I think.
Yep.
So Team United, Dick Newman, Danny Lee with the call Thursday night from Lackawanna Valley High School. Be on the air, I think, around 6 o'clock Thursday night. Friday, I'll be at Target Center with the Shadows. State dance Friday and Saturday here on Q92, and also Saturday we'll have team on Saturday from New London Spicer High School. That's our next broadcast coming up.
Yep, and you and I will have our next basketball broadcast next Tuesday night, as we're going to be following Lackawanna Valley again, as they have a home game at Lackawanna hosting the McCray Wolverines.
That should be a good one.
Yep.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92, and don't forget to look for the Two Guys Weigh In podcast.
Yep, tomorrow sometime in the afternoon, sponsored by PK Egan's.
All right, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. All right, your final score here in Prinsburg. The Blue Jays win it 68-46 over Lackawanna Valley, and thanks to Mike Meyer for working the board tonight. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.